I'm speaking with Tina, who's going to tell us about her experiences as a victim of stalking. Names have been changed and an actor's voice used to protect the identity of our victim. Tina, can you tell us how it all started?
I met a really nice guy. He was different to anyone else I'd ever met. When we got together, it was really nice and I found someone who genuinely seemed to care how I was.
So how did things progress?
Well, a friend of his told me that he hadn't been honest with me. When I questioned him about it, he just laughed and took it all as a joke. He owed it to me to give me to answer the question and to be honest with me, and he wasn't. And I actually said to him I didn't want to see him that night. He said he was coming over, and I said no, I didn't want to see him. For some reason, I don't know why, I had a gut instinct that I didn't want to be home that night, so I went out and stayed at a friend's house. While I was there, I got an abusive text message saying, I'm at your house, open the door, or I'm going to break in. Then he obviously realised I wasn't there, and I got a text message saying, if you're with somebody else, I'm going to kill them and I'm going to kill you. Throughout the night, I had phone calls. I got a text to say that he'd actually broken into my window and I'd see when I got home. When I went home the next morning, I found that the windows had been boarded up, so I phoned the police. They said they were looking into it, to which I replied that I knew exactly who had done it, and I had a police officer out within an hour. I gave a statement. All the time I sat in the police station, I was still getting text messages. After the first incident of the break through the window, I had to stay away for 5 days. I was constantly getting text messages. The police came out the next day and took another 4-page statement, which was all just text messages. I'd get people phoning up asking for him. I'd get people phoning up saying that they wanted to talk to me on behalf of him. It just seemed to be never ending.
So how long were you together before that all started?
About 2.5 months.
So not long then, really?
No, it was a very short relationship. I got a text one night and I ended up giving him another chance. I was stupid to do that. I saw him for one night and then I realised that he had to go to court the next day and that all he was doing was trying to get himself off what had actually happened. And it was then that I cut contact for good, changed my phone number and my mobile number. Then there was a Saturday night I was due to have friends over. Again, I didn't want to stay in the house, and so I stayed at her house. And then a policeman came around the next morning and said that he had broken in again. He'd actually been caught halfway through the window with a great big cutting tool. I said to the police that I wasn't going to press charges because I felt it was my fault in a way because I had made contact with him again. But the police then explained to me that I didn't ask him to break into my house or go through my window, whether I had contact with him or not. It wasn't my fault. So I gave a statement again. He was arrested. He spent 3 months in prison and has been tagged for 3 months. I still don't know whether this is the end of it.
So what kind of effect has it had on your life?
I now carry an emergency phone. My house has CCTV cameras in it. I've had window locks, security lights, mortise locks put on my bedroom door. Even though I knew he was tagged and had a curfew, I still felt uncomfortable outside my house at night, even just going to the freezer. I was very wary if I went anywhere, I would always be looking over my shoulder. I never showered when I was in the house on my own because I felt vulnerable, because if the water was running, I couldn't hear anything. I was generally dubious about anyone who knocked on the door. He did come to my house once with a friend, and the friend pretended to be the police.
What would you say to anyone who thinks they might be being stalked?
Go to the police, whether it's by text or phone, email, keep a log of it, keep every single call log and text message.
Thanks, Tina.
Thanks.
We are supporting National Stalking Awareness Day online. Follow us on Twitter @ThamesVP or join the Thames Valley Police Facebook page.